Now, Pan-African airline ASKY has suspended flights to and from the capitals of Liberia and Sierra Leone due to the worsening Ebola health crisis. It's the second African airline to do so. More than 650 people in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea have died, including a doctor who was leading the fight against the outbreak. Charlotte Hawkins has more.
One of the latest victims of Ebola. A few kilometres from Kailahun, one of the infected districts in Sierra Leone, World Health Organization workers create a makeshift cemetery.
This is the first time I've dealt with Ebola on such a large scale. Hundreds of people have died, and there are probably more cases we aren't even aware of. We can't control this epidemic. We don't have the resources.
Health workers cover themselves in protective gear, working day and night to combat the epidemic. Transmitted by contact with bodily fluids, including sweat, Ebola kills up to 90% of those it infects. News came on Tuesday that Sierra Leone's top doctor leading the fight against Ebola has himself died from the virus. Hailed as a national hero, Sheikh Umar Khan was credited with treating more than 100 patients. Three West African countries are dealing with outbreaks, and to date, the virus has claimed more than 670 lives. Two major African airlines have now stopped flying to Sierra Leone and Liberia to prevent further spreading of the disease. But not before one of the airline's passengers recently carried Ebola to Lagos, Nigeria. The hospital where he died last week has been closed and quarantined. It's unknown how many people the virus may have been passed on to. Lagos is Africa's most populous city, sparking fears cases of Ebola there could be easily spread.